T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I'm still reeling from the story you told last hour, Chris, that one of your high school buddies was married to Tara Reid.
I know. The best part is, it's like, as surreal and stupid as that story is, it's legitimate. Natalie, a woman who I'm not going to give her last name out, but she tweeted me, and I knew she went to high school with me.
Did you ever go for it with her?
No. She was like several years ahead of me, too.
Oh.
Anyway, but Natalie, who went to North Catholic with me, said,
I thought it was an ex-girlfriend.
Totally forgot about Zach the Bulgarian. He was a great time. Also, the other guy I named there, who I said looked like an accountant, is apparently an ER doctor living in Hawaii. What am I doing?
Congratulations on all his
success. I'm sitting here talking sports, listening to Keith Butler.
And now you're joined by Zach Banner. Zach, are there any celebrity friends you have outside of sports? Somebody famous who isn't a current or former athlete that you could name drop?
Not really off the top of my head. That was kind of on the spot random. What were you guys just talking about, though?
A guy I went to high school with, he was a Bulgarian foreign exchange student, so, of course, clever us, we said, well, you're Zach the Bulgarian. Years later, we were all dumbfounded. Like, this is probably 2011, Zach. He randomly married Tara Reid in, like, Greece for 5 or 6 days. Oh. That was when Tara Reid was going through a rough patch. Yeah, she was going through a rougher patch in her life at that point. I think probably highlighted by the fact
that she was married for 5 days to a random dude
from Bulgaria who nobody had ever heard of. Correct. So, yeah, I use that as a trivia question sort of game with our listeners, and people in Pony and Craig could not believe that I knew a guy that was married to Tara Reid.
Yep.
I don't know if this is a good thing, Pony, but, I mean, I'm not saying that because he's a good friend of me, but you know about the stuff with him and Katie. I'm friends with Michael Rapaport via social media. I would say he's famous enough to say
Michael Rapaport is the guy who...
He's the dude who, like, feuded with Barstool, isn't he?
Yeah, but what's he most famous for?
He was on, like, Friends. He was on... wasn't he on some show on FX? Craig would know this. Craig
don't remember his, was it Higher Learning?
Yeah. Like, wasn't he in Half Baked, too? Or no?
Yeah, I think so.
He was the bartender.
I've never watched
the Tom Hanks movie about Sully. He was like a bit role.
He's been in a bunch of different things, is the bottom line. And he's a comedian by trade.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm.
I remember from his acting days, but I know him.
And you guys talk Steelers and stuff, or not really?
Nah, it was more like friendly stuff in the past.
Wait, did you say it was unfortunate because of the KD thing? Did he get into it with KD?
Oh, yeah, Kevin Durant. Yeah, there was some name-calling, and then I think Rapaport, like, narked on him. And
Zach, Kevin Durant just brings this question to my mind. It's one of those things, and granted, this is just your opinion. You obviously cannot possibly have the real answer to this. Kevin Durant, very infamous for using burner accounts until people finally discovered that he did, and then he was just like, yeah, screw it, I'm going to be openly mean on social media, and people generally like him for it. What percentage of pro athletes do you think use burners?
Basketball players are different, man. Those dudes are – it's just – I don't know. I would think
– like a ballpark guess.
15%.
Can you imagine going back and forth with some jamoke on Twitter that you just think is talking out of their ass?
Yeah, it has the egg avatar.
It turns
really...
out it's the actual player you've been, like, criticizing.
I know.
Oh. Well, you guys have seen me you know, rebuttal sometimes, friendly, not so friendly on Twitter. But, like, outside of that, no, there's no burner account. That's weird.
So tell us how you felt about everything that went on in your life over the weekend, Zach, from a football perspective.
I think, I don't know, it was just, it felt really good to win on the big stage, man, to break back to 500 and give ourselves a good chance going into after this bye week. I really, over this weekend, it was just a crazy experience seeing our team put together a win. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've made mistakes. We talked about it in the tape today. We talked about it, you know, practiced today during a bye week, going into a bye week, getting rest. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It was real promising to me.
You said, about a week and a half ago that the coaches were holding the leash. So now you've got an extra week to get even healthier, to do even more treatment on the knee. Although I do not hear the knee machine going right now, the ice machine.
Maybe that's the phone.
Yeah,
I was the so app. Embarrassed.
The phone.
I was so embarrassed last.
I thought it was funny because I think I noticed it like the first week, and I was like, I bet you that's some cool sounding like medical machine that he's got hooked up to his leg.
So
you said they were holding the leash. So now you're gonna have this extra week. Then you got Cleveland on Halloween. I imagine if they were holding the leash, then by the time Halloween rolls around, you're gonna be like a dog that broke through the leash and is running around the neighborhood
like
looking
the one
for
in
treats,
Sandlot.
Right? Yeah, you're gonna be like the dog over the fence in Sandlot.
Yeah. What was his name? Hercules?
Yep.
Is that his name?
Bingo.
I'd definitely be like Hercules for sure. But it's all part of Coach T's, you know, control. It really is like a plan, man. And just real excited, bro.
Is this a plan that is like mapped out for you in advance and you've known for weeks?
Nah, Coach T, he pulls me aside after every practice with part of the plan, and sometimes it changes, sometimes it's the same, but it's all individual with Coach T, and then they announce it to the public, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How is, like, I'm not asking you for, like, behind the scenes what's he actually saying, but how is he in those moments in terms of the way he delivers news? Because not every coach has the same mannerisms. That's why some guys have a reputation for being great with their players, and some guys are Urban Meyer, for example.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it first. You know what I mean?
You're not getting it on Twitter, which
would
suck.
That matters, right? I mean, that's a huge deal, isn't it?
Some guys find out they got traded or cut on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, on the field before we do the final break. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll pull me aside, talk to me, congratulate me on taking the next step. I mean, visually, you guys see the steps happening, so I'll let that do the talking.
Yeah, you're tweeting out videos of yourself in drills where there's like three guys with pads and you're
pushing them. Isn't that a version of a Tomlinism we just got there? We'll let his participation be our guide.
That's
a Tomlinism.
That's a Tomlin expression. I don't think Zach created
We got to write a Tomlinism Bible. Like, I think
How many trees are there in the world to make that book? You got binding that's going to be big enough there?
That's a good one, Chris. So Moore gets hurt in the game on Sunday, and Haig goes in and plays left, and Chuk stays at right. And we have gotten a lot of questions about, is Zach flexible to play both tackle spots? And I'm like, I can't answer that question for him, but I do a show with him, and I can at least ask him. I can't promise you he's going to give a straight-up answer on it, but...
Yeah,
I can tell you that it is something that fans are wondering about when you get back, if they have told you, are you just locked into right tackle and that's who you are at this point in your career, or is there still like a utility flexibility part of it?
You know the answer to that, Pony.
I do, I think. And we can make it like Woodward and Bernstein, what were those guys, all the President's Men?
Yeah.
Kind of read into it that way.
Is this like what's in the briefcase in Pulp Fiction here too?
What was in there?
They never tell you. Man, some people come up with some BS things that it's like
it's glowing,
it's
right?
It's not actually a real object. It's supposed to represent something. It's a metaphor. Come on, put something in the damn briefcase.
I never noticed that. They never tell you what's in the briefcase.
And some people think it's the dude's soul because he had a Band-Aid on his neck.
That's what it was. Marcellus Wallace's soul.
Yep.
That's exactly what people speculated is. Come on.
You know what? That being said, I would say Pulp Fiction's one of my 10 favorite movies of all time.
And congratulations. You and literally every other 35-year-old man on the planet.
That's a strong, strong claim.
You disagree?
No. I wouldn't put it in mine, but I'm not mad at you for putting it in yours, if you recognize that as a top 10 movie.
Is it above or below Good Burger for you, Pony?
Never seen it.
Craig, as a total joke, I say that movie, and Craig's in there acting like it's a bad thing that you've never seen Good Burger. Anyway.
Zach, one of the things that Tomlin brought up today about not just the offensive line, but the offense as a whole, is I think the question was something like, what are some things like in the bye week that you're looking at your team and trying to correct, you know, in time for the Cleveland game? And he brought up penalties again. And he's echoed that before. So, like, from your perspective, what needs to be done, or how do you get that cleaned up in a way that makes your coach satisfied?
Well, he's definitely talking about the pre-snap penalties.
Yep, that's right.
That's something we can do. That's repetition, man. In the heat of the moment on Sunday Night Football, I'm not giving any excuses, but that's a very hard environment to create. So I know you said he's harped on it before. This is not the first time or the first game. We obviously haven't fixed it correctly. And we need to hurry up and do that because that's a pretty lit environment on Halloween in a couple weeks. So that takes practice. That takes repetitions. You just can't. You can't go out there and kill yourself like we did. You can't win big games down the stretch. And if you eliminate those, then you don't put yourself in certain situations on possession downs. You don't extend those. You don't make it harder. You know, the deeper back we get in terms of down and distance on third down, the more stuff people can throw at you because they have more open field to play. The shorter down and distance, the more strict you know and the more things you're going to know but on that possession down, just because they can only put out so many fronts to stop. You know, there's just so many other possibilities, screen, pass, RPO, whatever.
How much does it work to what extent, because I like that explanation, because we always hear don't get behind the sticks, and then you kind of give it life there, what the defense can do. Conversely, on the flip side for you guys, when you win on first down, when you get into those like second and threes where you feel like, okay, you know, first down is almost like a foregone conclusion here. We know we can get this. How much does it help? Like, what does it do for an offense to win, to get 6 or 7 on first down moving forward for those next couple plays? Like, for people that hear the cliches, Zach, I guess to put a fine point in this, for people that hear that cliche, win on first down, tell them what it actually does, X's and O's wise, somewhat for you guys, that helps you out, that allows you to do more.
Go back and look at Coach Tomlin's personality. He is a guy that loves being successful through a deep ball, through chunk plays, through splash plays in the first and second down, because we've had such momentous drives, you know, in past teams and offenses. And as like when you have a penalty, you know, the original question is how do penalties kill that? It takes it away, and it, you know, third and 14 versus third and 4, or like you said, second and 4. Sometimes, you know, that next, if you're able to get that third and 4 without a penalty and you get a clean look, you know, Coach Tomlin has expressed more and more that that's when you take those chunk plays and let those athletes that you have run around. Like, that's just, that has to be the kind of identity that we have. And we can't do that by shooting ourselves in a foot. 7, that's how 7 plays. Everybody knows that.
Zach Banner with us. That's also the way Russell Wilson likes to play. And I don't know his official stats from the made-up simulated game he went through before the game, where he was by himself like a single child with no friends in the neighborhood going through a fake game where he was down in a huddle and he was making checks at the line of scrimmage and pretending to throw the ball and then lining up to a pretend line of scrimmage and spiking a pretend ball.
I'm surprised he didn't pretend yell at a receiver after a pretend drop.
Throw a pretend touchdown and go up to the invisible receiver and give him dap for making a great catch. Which begs the question, why didn't you go through a fake game as a right tackle before the game and pretend to pancake a guy and then go on to the next play, Zach? Why didn't you take a page out of Russell Wilson's playbook?
I just didn't do it before the game, but I do it on the day that I'm not on and I haven't been playing. I also have designated rest days and stuff like that with the days that I wasn't active, and so mine wasn't on camera. But Pony, you know, to compliment him in a way, if you've ever been crazy about something, you know, if you've ever, you know, went down your hot sheet, you know, the day before your rundown and looked at it and practiced your commercials and, you know.
Yeah, Pony's a natural in that way. You should hear some of these commercials. They're, I mean, you can't teach this or practice this stuff, Zach.
I'm sure somebody's heard this man, you know, running over his lines, you know, when he's off air and things like that. So you'd look pretty psycho, too, if you had Sunday Night Football watching
it. But don't you think the thing about pretending to give a guy credit for making a catch is pretty corny, Zach? I mean, are you doing that when you go through your simulated game?
Are you doing the pretend? So you're doing
a
road grade? Yeah, that's true.
Have you heard this man talk?
That's true. That he is.
He is a very successful, amazing future Hall of Fame. I mean, dude, you got to remember, I'm from Tacoma, Washington, 30 minutes south of the city of Seattle. Like, I was able to be in high school. You know, I was in high school when he was first drafted. I've been able to watch him and then in the league and play against him a couple times. I think, dude, like, when you think about him, he's like the perfect image of what you would want as a quarterback, but he's also like corny and funny and fun loving to his teammates. Like, I don't know. You could just sense that. So it's not a shock to me that he's doing a whole rundown in the game, not because he is corny, but also because he's psycho about this sport, man. And you got to be if you want to be at that level.
What would be the extra Zach Banner thing? So you're practicing like a pancake on a run block. You're in a drop and hand fighting for pass.
Ben throws a touchdown
and
he hugs him afterwards.
No, are you the pick up the running back guy? Like pick up Najee and do that little up in the air? What's the movie where they do the lift at the end with Swayze? Dirty Dancing.
Well, how about
that style?
Well,
of
how about the sometimes the running back will hand the ball over to the offensive lineman so he can spike it in the end zone. So
that's
maybe
true.
Zach practices that with an invisible running back.
Like take spike.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do you just hear some of the questions that come out of our mouths and just wonder?
It like, sure sounds like
you
it.
Know where on earth any of it comes from in this show.
You know, Zach did say though that there are guys that are psycho about football and are great at it because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure you also played with guys, Zach, that just were naturally great at it and probably didn't put, like, tons of time. Were just really good at it, too, I would think.
Yes, yes. And if they didn't have active careers and if I wasn't still playing, that's a post-career conversation.
Yours or theirs.
When you guys are old and Pony's as bald as Chris, we're gonna have a podcast together, just the three of us, and we can talk about those stories.
And you will be allowed to swear.
It's going to be me and you just catching strays the whole time as Zach randomly thinks up insults for us every time he mentions
well,
us.
How about Craig's? so far today, Zach, Craig's major contribution to the show
been
that he thinks, on his experience playing Madden, that he could call better plays than NFL offensive coordinators on game day. These words came out of his mouth.
Andrew made the claim. I just happen to agree with it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to break the tie here. I'm going to have to break the tie here and say Pony brought this up and was adamant about it because Craig was briefly a nationally ranked Madden player.
Yep.
Pony said, let another coordinator scheme the offense on paper. Let Craig Riley call it on game day.
Correct.
Yeah, Craig can get on the show too if you want, Craig.
Those are my credentials, and they qualify, I guess.
So every play, Craig would be running the Michael Vick rollout from Madden 2004 and then just run up the field because the game is broken.
Zach, did you play video games growing up? Were you a Madden guy?
Dude, I still do. I don't play Madden anymore. I haven't played Madden since I fell in love with soccer and my sophomore year of college.
FIFA, man.
I absolutely play FIFA. I destroy people in FIFA destroyed teammates in FIFA. I have the FIFA belt.
How realistic is that? Are most of the games, even if you're really good at it, like 2-1 games or 1-0 games or what?
Like, not so much on Ultimate Team. I mean, it can be. Some of the heated weekend league games can be. I don't get too much weekend league in during the season, especially being hurt now because I've spent so much time rehabbing. But I think, it's way more realistic than Madden, I'll tell you that. But then again, soccer players might disagree. But, like, that's entertainment for me, just like they play Madden. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Well, some guys on the team play Madden. I try to take my mind away from it. And plus, I'm a huge Manchester United fan. Watch them play every single week. And I don't know, dude. Ever since I watched Wayne Rooney the year after they won, I wasn't a fan yet of the EPL. I just, I don't know. I fell in love with soccer.
Well, Zach, I'm glad you took one of the little engine that could type of teams from the Premier League there, Manchester United. I'm glad you didn't throw your weight behind.
Saying that you're a United fan is exactly saying like you're. It's just like saying you're a Steelers or a Patriots.
Those
like
plucky underdogs at Man U. Man, they just pulled off a miracle. Woo!
But Chris, you got to listen to me. Like I've educated myself. Like I've researched Sir Alex Ferguson. I've researched all the players. Like I've looked back in time. I've watched. Like I really do. And I think it's just a similar taste in things. Like I went to USC. I played for the Steelers. Like I love tradition. I love being around it. I love traditional teams. I don't think I could ever see myself holding myself to a standard of watching like Everton every week, or you know, being a Leeds fan just to be a Leeds fan. Like I feel like those teams are definitely more. You have to either be from there or watched it your whole life, or your family has passed it down. But starting us off at United fans, you're right. It's not a hard thing to say.
I like when your teammates get ticked off about their Madden ratings. That excites me. I like seeing grown men who are making millions of dollars
fume.
Get salty over a pretend games number that gets assigned to them. I love that.
You like watching grown men play a sport that get paid millions of dollars. So don't act like you're not a fan of all of this either.
Oh, if they had a talk show video game, one, it would be the worst selling game of all time. Two, if Pony's like memory rating or something was lower than he thought it would be, he'd be fuming. He'd be listing players from the 86 Mets to prove that they were wrong.
I love when people in media who work in media love to talk about when we respond to something a certain way and you disagree with it or you have a problem with it. Or you're moody about it, or you're not impressed by it because we make millions and millions of dollars. First of all, not all of us make millions and millions of dollars, Pony. You know that. But you also surrounded your entire career around sports. So don't be shocked when you get a little bit of real life.
Wow. That went right over my head. At 5:34, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. Time for Ask Zach. These are listener-submitted questions. Some of them were great last week. Others were terrible, like the Steelers fan who asked Zach about his hairstyle for last week's game, and it wasn't even close to right. First listener wants to know, how close were you to Mike Tomlin when he melted down at the end of regulation and went ballistic on the officials, and what was your take on it?
God, he was pissed. Oh, my goodness, he was pissed.
That really didn't come through on TV, though, Zach. I mean,
or after the game.
Yeah, that was actually kind of tough to pick up. He hit it very well.
Poker face Mike.
Oh, man. I'm just going to leave it at that. He was pissed. That was crazy. At first it just turned into, I was like, man, he's really, oh, wow.
the words kept coming.
Is he an F-bomb guy in a situation like that, Zach?
Be.
Or is
Come
he just
on.
A – some? Hey, Keith Ballmer doesn't swear.
That.
He just says
you
dead gummit. Philip Rivers doesn't swear.
He never says horrible words.
I would. Oh, God, would I be the worst at that as a coach? They caught Vrabel with an F-bomb last night on
– Well, he is the guy that said he'd cut off his penis to win a Super Bowl as a coach, so there is that.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, no, he went there. He did go there, Zach.
The guy's already got a bunch of them with the Patriots, and he's still willing to do that for one, Zach. You think Russell Wilson's passionate? How about that one?
I don't know if I'd do that. That's a little deep.
Yeah, if that's what he want, if that's what he's willing to do to win one as a coach, would he have castrated himself to win one as a player if he needed to? Like, what are we talking about here?
Wow. Oh, I don't know, man. Yeah.
Hey, I have a serious question about Tomlin's meltdown. Not about the meltdown itself, but like so many people were saying, hey, Chris, you can't like kind of roll your eyes at it. In the stadium, the clock read zeros. There's a weird disconnect for all of us who are watching on TV. It was like very evident that there was 1 second left when Geno Smith spiked that ball originally. Like
yeah.
That the clock kept running after the play was clearly whistled dead. How hard, like, how legit is that in the stadium and you're watching the thing in real time and you're trying to pay attention to the stadium clock? Did you genuinely think that time had run out on them?
I'm pretty sure. Is there a. No, I just think the boom mics get the whistle. But, dude, you can't really. You can't get those. You can't. We couldn't hear the whistle. So I've seen the TV copy the ending and it was clear as day. I just think. Some of the operations, you know, coach commented on some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was probably the most, it was a mixed reaction because you did think that they ran out of time. But once again, dude, it's so loud there. I couldn't hear what
Is Zach Banner in general a replay guy? Do you think that replay review is ultimately good for pro football in your opinion?
Yes. In most circumstances, I honestly, there's not so many circumstances that I don't think that replay is not valid or usable. You know, I think just like VAR and soccer, I mean, technology gives us so much access.
Oh, but soccer fans hate that VAR.
They do?
Oh, my God, dude. I follow a lot of soccer fans on Twitter, Zach, and I swear to God, during the Premier League season, every Saturday or Sunday morning or whatever, all I see is people bitching and moaning about VAR.
They hate it because, obviously, their team didn't go the way for their team that they wanted it to. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I just because there are those times where you do see the ball touch the ground. There are those times where – you do get to get clock stoppage. You know what I mean? It's exact moments that you can replay. Some things that hurt, though, is what is replayable and what is not. I think that's more of the argument.
Yep. What did you make of the Bills going for it on 4th and inches last night?
Didn't see it.
What?
He's a soccer guy.
I don't stay up for the game. We had practice this morning, bro. I was up at 5 a.m. this morning.
Oh, man, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Well, Russell Wilson did the Manning cast. Russell Wilson did the Manning cast in the fourth quarter and then came back and, well, then again, he's on the Pacific time zone, so he's got that going for him.
Mm-hmm.
He still had plenty of time to wake up early in the morning and do his fake game.
Left coast, best coast.
No, it's not.
Man, I think I'm a left coast guy.
Well, why don't you just pick up and move then, Mueller?
Chill out, Boney. I'll show up to the stadium. I'm not playing about that. Don't diss the coast.
I don't know. It's got to be – you know what? Every time I've gone out and visited friends in California, the one weird thing is if I'm there on the weekend, it is weird as hell. This is like such a hilarious sports guy take. Football games starting, the early slate starting at 10 a.m. throws me all off. And then the fact that the last game is done by like 8:30 at the latest, mm-hmm. again, really messes with my brain the few times I've been out there to do that. It's like, what am I supposed to
Chris,
do with the rest of my night?
Go out. Have fun. Like, bro, you have to have a life before games out, like, on the East Coast. You have to because, you know, like, you would wake up to football growing up. I watched College Game Day in my bed at my house at 6 a.m. every freaking weekend the day after for whatchamacallit. For a Friday night game in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that was a different, you had time. Game came on at 5 p.m., was done around 8. If you're a college kid, you had time to go out after watching the game. Dude, you don't watch the NBA final sometimes at like until 9 p.m. over here. That's crazy.
Mm.
Like everything is in Eastern time back home. It was
weird.
It's
East Coast bias. It's complete East Coast bias, Zach.
I know, man.
Aaron Rodgers, you probably didn't see it because you're watching Manchester United play Leicester City or whoever it was.
Oh, that's
this weekend.
A pull by you. The only reason you know who Leicester City is because a dude made £5 million betting on them.
Aaron
Rodgers
scored a touchdown against the Bears, and then an old lady Bears fan gave him the double birds, and Rodgers responded by saying, "I effing own you. I own you guys. I guess I come in here and beat your ass every time I play you," and just went right back at her. Has Zach Banner engaged in some trash talk with fans? And if so, please tell us where and why.
Man, one of my favorite places to play in football is Baltimore. And it's because the stadium is dope. Their chants are dope. I think their fans, their colors, everything about their organization is dope over there. And I know Pittsburgh fans are be like, "Oh, dude, what the heck?" But I have respect for them because it's, I don't know, the big screen, everything over there. I love playing over there. One time coming out of the tunnel, though, this is the worst experience I've ever had. One time there was this dude standing right there at the club seats in the away tunnel. And he was just chipping at Al. And, I mean, he was saying some of the most craziest stuff ever. And then I said some words. I can't say them over the radio.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the lady sitting next to him. He was so embarrassed. Because Al was a soldier, man. He didn't flinch. He was looking straight. And I just couldn't, I don't know, I couldn't let them get on my guy like that. And I said that, and he was so pissed. And he was like, "Hey, man, F you," you know, he gave me the double birds, but I don't know. I won that war.
And now Al plays there, so I feel like that guy has had to make amends for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that guy renewed his season tickets, I'll tell you that. We'll see when we play there.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Keo Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown. That's a cliffhanger, if I ever heard one. All right, coming up next, we have Weird Zach, where the zany questions get asked about some of the idiosyncrasies Zach has and his teammates. Like one time he talked about a party over at Roethlisberger's house, and there were chips and dip. That came up once upon a time.
The rich people Walmart.
yes, that was a.
We didn't say it because we didn't know if you'd want us to, and you went right back to the well.
That was a fan favorite. we really liked that one. We were a big fan of that one. So, if you like comments like that, tune in for more Zach Banner next on The Fan. But first, headline time. Today's peak moment presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. Zeiss comes your way in 10 minutes. Time for Weird Zach. Zany questions to Steelers offensive lineman Zach Banner. Zach, teammate most likely to binge watch Squid Game on Netflix and then talk about it incessantly.
Ooh. Who was just talking about that?
BJ Finney.
I didn't really like it, Bonnie. Nah, BJ wasn't. He wasn't the one talking about it. I forgot who, but I don't know.
You watched.
I don't know why people hype it up. I watched it all the way through.
And?
I don't sleep sometimes during most parts.
Well, that's
there were some impressive parts, like that red light, green light. And
yeah, it's another reason for me not
they
to watch
crazy.
It.
Craig, did you like it?
I'm 2 episodes in, and so far I like it.
What's the plot?
Well, it's a game about squids, isn't it?
Guy needs money. They make him play some crazy game with other people who are all in debt.
Man, yeah. That sounds riveting. Craig, just tremendous.
You want me to give you a 20 minutes? Or
no.
Thank you, Roger Ebert, for that quick breakdown of what Squid Game is all
about. Oh, it's a TV. It's a show on Netflix. Oh, thanks. Most likely, teammate most likely to tell a joke that nobody laughs at.
Ooh.
We call this the Chris Mueller Award.
That's rude. That's rude. I don't know. You tell us who does that in the studio.
I just said that's the Chris Mueller Award.
Oh, wow. On yourself.
Yeah. All right, here, I'll do this one instead. I'll do a different one since that one, since apparently I have managed to cross that magic line with my first.
Because there is I will say it. There is someone like that.
Can you at least text it to me? We have each other's phone numbers. Do I will not obviously read it on the air. No mention made. Can you at least give me the name off the air on a text?
Why don't you just write it down, bookmark it, and save it for our podcast?
Man, he's getting a lot of
content. The thing I don't like about this is it's making me hope that you retire soon, which is not what we want in the end here. We want you to make
or
a lot
you
more
make
money,
so much money
well
that you, or that you make so much money you just don't care and do it while
Correct.
You're an active player.
Yeah. Who is the messiest teammate? The guy whose locker is just a mess and there's cleats and jerseys and sweatiness and towels and stuff everywhere.
Again, that's a knock on hygiene. I don't know if I could sell my guy out like that.
What do you mean? You talked about Kendrick Green's hairline with us last week.
And you call me bald all the time, so are the follicles fair game here, pal?
All right, fine. You got me. Kevin Dotson by far the messiest dude. Like, he cleans it up after, but it just takes him so long to do it. I mean, at least I'm not knocking the dude's hygiene. Dude showers. He never takes shower pills. Good for him.
Yep.
But the locker is chaotic. He has the most chaotic, I should say, locker.
Guy whose taste in music makes you want to scream.
Oh, J.C. Hasenauer.
What? Oh, tell me it's not like bro country. He just strikes me as there's Florida Georgia Line going.
Dan and Shay.
Yeah.
Eric, he'll work out. Listen, by the way, I listen to Eric Church, but I'm not listening to Eric Church during a workout, and you're not following it with Hollywood Undead. You're not doing that. you're done.
Steelers teammate Zach Banner is most likely to listen to when it comes to making a dinner reservation somewhere.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like this one.
Juju.
Real? Is he okay. like just? Is he real eclectic
Knows all
as
the
an
spots?
Eater?
Okay.
He. Well, you're saying when he suggests me something, I go.
Yeah,
there.
Like he's reliable. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna try it. I trust this
by
guy.
Far,
he knows what's up.
By far. I mean, both Island Boys. I feel like Island Boys like you know everything. I really feel like we just like everything. I feel like we like, you know, some people don't like sushi.
Ugh.
We eat a lot of fish. Like, we eat a lot of different types of proteins, rice. Like, we'll try other Asian foods. Some people say there's too much garlic. Sometimes I love it all. I think Juju, by far.
You have to only eat one of these two things the rest of your life. The other one goes away forever.
Oh, no.
You just mentioned one of them. Sushi or poke?
Oh. Ooh. I feel like I could cheat the system.
No. If it looks like a poke bowl and you say you'll keep sushi and get rid of poke, I'm pulling that bowl away from you, pal.
Is there some little demon on my shoulder that'll slit my throat if I ever try
This is yes, this is one of those hypothetical exercises because now you're talking about food and raw fish and making me very hungry.
Bro, I'm taking poke bowls for the rest of my life for the buzzer beater.
You needed to retake the SATs, and you had to pick a teammate to do it. However, it can't be Josh Dobbs.
He's retaking the SATs
why?
And cheating during them.
Someone who's going to get yes, yeah.
Or the what US. Is this blue chips?
Well, guys do that to get into USC all the time. Not Zach, of course, but.
Stop it! I took my SATs. Took away Dobbs.
I'd like to sit Lendale White down for one again,
oh
but that's okay.
My God. I think.
Now I'm imagining some kid who looks like he has a pocket protector. What's your name, son? Lendale White. Okay, perfect. We've been waiting for you.
You took away Josh Dobbs. J.C. Hasenauer, for
Again?
Sure.
Again, wow. So, smart guy, bad taste in music.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible taste in music, smart dude. Like, everything he'll... You know when you ask a question in the room and you just hypothetically talk about it, he'll actually, like, research it for 30 minutes. And
that sounds like me.
Educated on the topic.
I was going to say, that is... I hate to say this, it's very Filippone-esque. Guy in the locker room, the ultimate chatterbox in the locker room, who's always talking, always yapping, never shuts up, motor mouth?
Eric Ebron.
Believable. Definitely sounds plausible to me. He had a nice acrobatic finish on that touchdown, that little tight end sweep.
Yeah,
that was a nice little, just kind of a ballet finish there, flinging the old leg out into the air.
Yeah, he's a hybrid. No, by far, Eric Ebron, he's hilarious, dude.
Best dressed guy on the team.
Ooh, swaggiest.
Sure. What do the kids say now? Most drip on the team, I think it would be.
Yeah.
You sounded so lame.
Hello,
you
fellow
teens. You sounded so lame when you said that.
Hello, fellow teens. Who on this team has the most drip?
You sounded cornier than he did when you repeated it. Joe Hayden, by far.
Oh, he's got the shoe collection to beat the band.
Yeah, what is going on with Hayden? He's got the nicest cars, the nicest shoes, the nicest wardrobe.
Oh, he's got a lot of money.
Well, then why doesn't Roethlisberger have all those things? Yeah.
It goes into the chips and dip budget.
It's definitely not going to the meal. No, I'm kidding. I think Seven, if you go back and look at his fits, like I saw that video with him and Shaq playing 1-on-1, and he was wearing the jumbo X. Like if he wore an XL, he had at least a 2X T-shirt on.
Oh, dude,
I think he has a little swag hidden in his closet, but he's taking on like the whole Brett Favre dad, I farm Wrangler, like, you know what I mean?
There's an old picture of him going around like wearing a giant, I think he's wearing like a football jersey or something, a blazer, humongous baggy jeans, and like a backwards baseball cap.
That was the look back then.
And it screams 2003.
Exactly, 2003. I feel like he dressed like he could do American Pie and he could do NBA All-Star Game in the same day.
That's a good one. All right, Zach. Great stuff.
I found it.
And Chris just found it. There you go.
It's better than I remember. It really is.
I think he beat Shaq in horse. I think he did, Zach.
What did they have? A no dunking rule? Even though I'm sure Ben could dunk, but just...
I hope he could dunk.
Dunk like that.
What is the tallest somebody can be? Like an average person, no, you know, disabilities,
if
anything
you're
else.
You're 6'5" and you dunked.
What is the maximum height where if you cannot dunk, that is unacceptable. Like if you see somebody
6'5",
able bodied 6'3".
6'4".
Okay.
6'4". 6'3" is a stretch because 6'3", I've seen some real short 6'3" like guys, like 6'4" and up.
God, imagine the pressure being 6'4" and not being able to throw down.
Hold on. Can we talk about the question about saying, like, okay, maybe Seven could grab rim back in the day. Maybe he could get the ball over and dunk it with one hand. But you wanted to know if there was a no-dunking rule with Shaq in 1-on-1?
No, I thought it was a game of horse.
It was a game of horse.
Yeah, if it was a game of horse.
It was.
Back in 2008, when he's like three finals in, like, what are you talking about?
No, but Ben beat him. He'll tell you.
I know, but like just the fact that you would think that they wouldn't say no dunking. Of course, you would say no dunking. Like, stop.
Yeah. All right,
like,
you got
imagine Shaq jumping off 2 feet from the block and Seven doing the same thing. After,
you know? Like Shaq shatters the backboard and is like, "All right, Ben, you try."
How's your drop step, big man?
That's funny. All right, we'll have more fun next week with Weird Zach. Appreciate it, man.
Later, guys. Appreciate you.
Yep, Zach Banner.
I'm about to send him this picture of Ben from like 2000, right before he got drafted. It is.
I think it's from like the ESPYs, isn't it?
It's this picture.
Yeah, that's an all-timer.
It's an all-timer.
I think you might have to make it your Twitter avatar.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.